Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I got Amy Menifee with us, as I promised you. Amy is managing editor of Media Research Center's Business and Media Institute. And one of the things that she does when she joins us is talk to us about helping you and me to become better consumers of information. And I really think that this is an important thing. Small business owners, I really think we all need to become better consumers, because we're the beneficiaries of a 24/7 news cycle. But we have to understand there's good, there's bad, and there's ugly in all that, in the 24/7 news cycle. And we have to realize what these organizations have to do to fill the time, to sell the time, and to make sure that you're watching and that you're paying attention. And there are things that they have to do, and sometimes the things that they do actually are either are dangerous or they border on dangerous. Many times they certainly deliver misinformation, disinformation, and frankly just things that are wrong. They create a lot of problems for folks, and so you and I have to make sure that we become able to hear something and filter it and say, okay, I don't think I agree with that. I think I know some things. I've heard some other things. I've read some things. I think based on my common sense that I believe that I have, this isn't accurate. I'm gonna filter that out. Not just take everything at face value. Somebody who helps us do that is Amy Menifee. Amy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. I'm trying to encourage all of us, me too, to become better consumers, because you know I know people, Amy, who only watch the nightly news.
Oh no.
I'm serious. No. I know people who their entire source of information is one or the other of the networks. 30-minute nightly news, and their entire worldview is around that.
That's pretty frightening.
It is frightening.
There's so much information.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's so much information out there, like you were saying. I mean, it is pretty amazing in this day and age that someone would only get his or her information from that, because there's just so much out there. There's a zillion trillion websites, you know, and
but isn't that part of the problem though, Amy? In a way, we've got so much of it coming at us. I'll give you an example of something that came in the other day. I got an email the other day talking about Senator Obama and something that he allegedly did in Afghanistan. That if what the story said was true, would have been a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the email from somebody that I knew, but they got it from somebody else.
Right.
But I could see how it came in. I could tell that the person who originated it, the way they signed their name, it was from a military person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I spent 15 years in the uniform, on active and reserve. And so I know what it looks like when a military person signs off.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
The information... I didn't know whether it was true or not, but when I saw how it was signed, I said, I don't believe this is true. This didn't come from a credible source. And within 12 hours, I got another email saying that wasn't true. It wasn't a credible source.
Yeah.
But I used my own judgment and said, I don't believe this.
Yeah, email forwards are not a good source of information.
But that's how a lot of people are getting their information, and they're believing it. Now look, I'm not. There are a lot of things that Senator Obama and I disagree on, And so as much as, you know, maybe I'm the kind of person that would like to be able to say, and I've got a platform here, would like to be able to pass something like that along about either one of the candidates, regardless of how I'm right. I lean.
Yeah,
I realized that this wasn't credible, and not only would I not have passed along an email forward, but I knew that the information was wrong because of the way it was presented. So you've got to use a little bit of judgment when you hear these things.
Yeah, and do you ever go to the website Snopes.com?
Nope. Oh yes, I have. I've heard of that. I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's usually pretty up to date. It's a great resource for checking out those email forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because they actually look into them and they
Snopes.
Snopes.com. Snopes.
.com. So folks, if you're curious about the validity of an email that you've been receiving, check that out. 20 Tail, right back with Amy Menifee. We got a lot more of this kind of stuff. Stay with us.
Turn the microphone. Say that it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Know that life is a gamble all along.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, the Brain Trust members, all of the things that they do. You can find links to them there. You can find out all the things that they've deposited with us over the years, all the wisdom, the body of work that so many of them, the hundreds of them have done with us, have provided us with over the years, 10-plus years. All right there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which is there. You can listen to thousands of archives, read hundreds, and actually thousands of articles that I've written or that my Brain Trust members have written, lots and lots of stuff there. Of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. Don't forget to check that out, too. Amy Menifee is our guest. She's managing editor for Media Research Center's Business and Media Institute, and we're talking about making sure that you become a better consumer of information. Now, Amy, something happened recently that you kind of is a little bit of a different story. We had the food scare with the tomato situation recently.
Yeah.
Now it's normal for people to hear about the tomato situation, and we were told that there was a salmonella outbreak. Was that what it was?
Right. That was very dangerous,
and for a number of weeks, maybe certainly several days, they attributed the thing to tomatoes, didn't they?
Yeah, it was several weeks. the FDA was warning about it, and the media really picked up on this and reported it day and night. It's that lovely 24-hour news cycle that you mentioned.
Right.
They just reported it and reported it into the ground, and people were getting really scared, and they were starting to interview people on the street. I remember one particular interview where the man said, "Well, you know, this could be the last tomato that you ever eat."
Oh, my goodness.
And now, you know, most of the people who got sick from it did not die.
Right.
And so the hype was just growing. And, of course, then we come to find out we don't know where it originated. We don't really know what happened or where it came from. And, several weeks later, they say, we don't think it was tomatoes at all. And
they now think it was jalapenos, don't they?
They think, you know, and who?
But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, they now believe that it was not tomatoes. But what do you say to our small business tomato farmers, Amy?
Exactly.
Some of them hurt. I mean, here they are in the prime of their growing and harvesting season. And I mean, what do we do to these guys? I mean, imagine if somebody came up, imagine if the health department put a sign on your door and said, anybody who comes in this building could become deathly sick.
Sure.
And then 6 weeks later, they come by and say, oops, sorry, and they take the sign down. Okay, who do we see about that, Amy?
Yeah, exactly. There's no place that you can go. I mean, unless, I don't know, I haven't heard anything about any lawsuits coming from this. But this is something that I don't think the media take this into account at all, because they're so obsessed with being first, you know, with the story and having the latest information. And
let me tell you something else, Amy. I didn't change my habits. I love tomatoes.
Yeah, me too.
But it just so happens that this time of the year is when I eat locally grown tomatoes from local markets.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe there are people out there who didn't eat local tomatoes because of this. They believe that somehow all tomatoes became infected because of the 24/7 news cycle on this thing.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. And we there were some more details that kept coming out, you know, oh, we think some of them came from Mexico, you know, different things that they were trying to say, you know, these types of tomatoes are okay, but this other type isn't. And, you know, like you said, the growers probably lost at least $100 million in the process.
And a lot of them were small business growers.
Yeah, yeah. So this was a
Or small story. Businesses were connected to the big business growers. Every time any business gets a hit, folks, there are small businesses that either are directly or indirectly hurt by this. And you know, Amy, here's another thing. I think our food supply is safer than it's ever been, but it's not perfect. We can't protect everybody from everything. And the only difference between what's going on right now and what would have happened 20 years ago is that or 25, 30 years ago, we didn't have the 24/7 news cycle. Everybody wouldn't have gotten hysterical about it. And you know, they would have still found out where the problem was and fixed it, and some people would have gotten sick.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It wouldn't have put the industry out of business.
Hearing about it 24/7 definitely raises the hysteria factor, and especially when they don't know. You know, the FDA would never said that it was 100% sure about anything.
Right.
And I remember one reporter on the Lou Dobbs program was trying to get them to release names of specific restaurants where things where they thought things had originated, and thankfully the FDA didn't release
and
those,
see that's
those
now
names.
this is to, in order to get a scoop, to get breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they want, breaking news. We have a news alert, you know, everything. You know what, Amy, if everything is a news alert, then nothing's a news alert.
Yeah, that's cable for you.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, it just drives me nuts. It's like you know, one time a telephone book came out where everybody who's in the book got a bold listing. Well, you know what? If everything's bold, nothing's bold.
Right.
And so, folks, we gotta keep our heads about us here, and let's fight this constant barrage of information, and let's all become better consumers of information. Use our head. Let's use a little common sense on some of this stuff. We're going to come right back. More to come after these messages. Amy Menifee is our guest.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Mr. Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I love it when I do that, because we get to have a little fun. I get to have a little laugh at myself. Van Morrison, Moon Dance. Well, great song, great singer, great writer. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a good time with Amy Menifee. Amy, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. I know you don't. I know you never do that. Give us your website, please.
Sure, it's businessandmedia.org, and is spelled out, so businessandmedia.org.
All right, so check that out. Amy, here are a couple of my things that tick me off. I watch some of the investment channels. I call them investor channels, stock market channels, Wall Street channels. But they call themselves business channels.
Right.
When most of what they talk about is Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, folks. That's not business. That's investing. That's trading.
Right.
Business, Amy, is what I do and what small business owners do in the marketplace. Buying and selling on the wholesale and retail level, making things from nothing, and serving customers and making payroll on Friday.
Right, exactly.
That's business. So whenever any of the networks say, okay, now for your local, even if they're not a networks to show, now for your business report, and then they bring somebody in from Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've heard them say, okay, now for our small business report, and then they bring in somebody from NASDAQ, for goodness sake. Like NASDAQ, just because they're smaller cap companies, typically at NASDAQ, that makes them small business. That's not small business, ladies and gentlemen. That kind of thing irritates me. You know, when they say I watch CNBC. I think they do a great job on a lot of stuff. But I take issue with them when they say things like, you know, the number one in business. Well, you know what? You're not number one in business because you don't talk about business most of the time. You talk about commodities. You talk about currency. You talk about this company going up and that company going down. That's not business. That's investing. That's Wall Street stuff, not Main Street. Main Street is where business is done.
Amen.
I'm through, Amy. Go ahead.
Some truth in advertising.
I need to get that off my chest.
Need to call themselves the Investor Channel or number one in investing or whatever.
Right. Somebody else that I think is dangerous is Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time. Lou Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen, is dangerous. Amy, give us an example of one of the crazy things he's done lately.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about the tomato scare, and he definitely came down really hard on that story. Like I said, one of his reporters was trying to get names of specific restaurants to put out there and stuff like that. So he has some crazy talk on a lot of issues, and we caught him the other day talking about for people who are for free trade, of course, which would be you and me.
That's
and
right.
this was during a discussion of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and I don't even really know where he got this idea, because his comment about free traders was that the free marketers wanted the government to bail them out, which is, you know, definitely not true. We don't want to see the government, meaning you and me, the taxpayers.
Most free marketers want the government out of our hair.
Right. So I don't know why he was. It's almost, you know, the opposite of the truth.
Well, see, he says, you know, he talks about outsourcing America, but he uses the wrong term. If he doesn't like globalization, that's fine. He needs to use that term, because the term outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to let other people do things that we don't do well.
Yeah, he's got a number of crusades on his program, and many of them are anti-business, anti-free trade.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this tirade, of course, where he's saying that he thinks the free marketers are getting the government to bail Fannie and Freddie out, here's his quote. He says, "If I hear one of these ignorant, hypocritical, sanctimonious free traders ever talk about free markets again, they should be pilloried. I mean, they are absolutely..." He says, "This is an administration of jerks and cowards and fools."
Whoa.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Just because he and I disagree on a number of topics, that has nothing. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't care. You know, I'll debate him anytime on the issues. But when he's incorrect on some of these things, and continuously incorrect, and uses the wrong terminology, and then you throw in the ad hominem attacks, that's unprofessional, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, during the tomato debacle, he was calling for the impeachment of George Bush.
Because of tomatoes. Yeah, that doesn't
right.
help. That doesn't help the debate, does it? Hey,
not
Amy,
all,
thanks
all.
For being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
All right, thanks a lot.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.